So the scriptures of Zoroaster are difficult to find. Why? Because they were destroyed by Alexander the Great. The priests who carried the oral traditions were killed. What few manuscripts existed, they tried to find, discover, and burn. Well, because Darius I had conquered Greece, and Alexander, this was payback time. The other scriptures that survived Alexander were then came under fire from the Muslims when they had taken over Persia. And then what few scriptures survived the Muslims were then burned by the Christians in the Crusades. So what we have today are remnants, most of which have been compiled from oral traditions of people who survived. The greatest source of Zoroastrian scripture were compiled by a modern academic by the name of Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. And you can purchase her books to see what they really look like, these scriptures. So, but what we find is that most of the scripture, the fundamental teachings of Zoroaster, are in a book called the Avesta. And the most prominent Avesta is the Zend Avesta. And the Zend Avesta consists of poems called Gathas, G-A-T-H-A-S. Okay, they're hymns. And so you chant these hymns, but contained in these hymns are the wisdoms. And we're going to cover some of this extraordinary richness. I mean, can you imagine what we would have today if none of these scriptures had been destroyed? The amount of richness in Zoroastrian doctrine and metaphysical principles is extraordinary, as you will see. And this comes from just the remnants. Monotheism, first principle he teaches. Zoroaster gently nurtures the people away from polytheism to one God. Why are they polytheistic? Because that is the natural tendency of human beings. When the night season of religion comes about, they move from the one true God to the gods of their own making. That is our natural tendency. Doesn't mean we're bad. It is what happens when people are left without spiritual guidance. They create their own gods. The god of modern man is his materialism. Another god, we could say, is technology. Another god is our ideologies. Capitalism, communism, socialism.